Hey everybody, we're back for season 4 of House of Cards. Don't have any fancy intro this time because, well, we don't have an episode to talk about. But we did watch the trailer. We want to talk a little bit about that and kind of just, you know, reboot the feed for season 4.
Yeah,
get everybody,
clean out the pipes.
Yeah, clean out the smoker a little bit, you know. Let Freddy do his thing. What do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about this trailer?
Yeah.
Talk about our schedule. We're also going to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the schedule up front. We want to do full episode by episode coverage of Daredevil, which is coming hot on the heels of Frank's escapades. We are not going to do episode by episode. Well, we are, but it's not going to do a podcast per episode. What we're planning on doing is watching 3 episodes and doing all the notes and all that stuff and discussing and to save on overhead. We're going to have one mega podcast on 3 episodes at a time.
Yeah.
So it should still be approximately the same depth and amount of coverage. It's just going to, you know, we're making it easier on ourselves as far as doing all the post-production stuff. So hopefully that will also get to you faster. We're going to have the first 3 episodes up this Friday, March 4th.
Yep.
That's the day it's released, so that'll be nice. I'll keep you,
which
keep
most
you going
people
the
probably won't have had a chance to watch it yet, given that they got to go to work. Imagine, and it usually drops at like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and
it's the weekend where people are going to catch up and kill us.
So we'll have it ready for you when you're ready, I think.
But then we'll have 3 more episodes every Tuesday and Friday until we're finished, with the final one coming out the Friday of the 14th, I believe.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little bit of a season wrap-up cast, and then we'll also have the first episode of Daredevil out.
What? It can't be the 14th.
It's got to
be
the 14th?
No, it can't be. It's got to be the 18th.
It is the 18th. You're right.
Okay. So. So that will be just one podcast covering the season finale.
Yeah.
And whatever thoughts
you guys have at the end of it as well.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna be getting your feedback in. That also gives you a little bit more time to get that feedback in on each episode.
And we've never covered House of Cards the same way twice, I don't think, because we've always been fine tuning it to try to get it to fit in our schedule and to try to get this binging thing. Mm-hmm. So this will be, I think we'll have it. Everything will be complete a week earlier than normal, and we're ready to move on to Daredevil, which we're going to do like we did last year with House of Cards and do 3 episodes a week on.
And I think the reason we made that decision to kind of focus a little bit on Daredevil as opposed to House of Cards is we were more impressed, I think, with Daredevil season 1 than House of Cards season 3.
Well, you guys know we were a little down on House of Cards season 3.
Yeah.
In fact, before we talk about anything else, I want to get right to this listener email because it speaks to this. It's Dan from Manchester. Not sure if you guys are doing a preview cast or not. Well, spoiler, we are. But I was just wondering what you both thought about the fact that this is Bo Willimon's last season on the show, but will continue for at least another season after this. Confirmed 5 seasons.
Confirmed Kevin Spacey for season 5, too, from what I saw.
Well, that's good, because it would be ridiculous if the House of Cards had already collapsed.
If Frank and Meacham get married, Meacham becomes the vice president, kills Frank.
Slow bleeds him,
and he's president in season 5.
In Dan's estimation, House of Cards has already struggled after the peak of Frank hitting the desk in the Oval Office, so how will it fare without its creator? Is this just Netflix trying to keep its first cash cow original content alive? All right, let's talk about this. Number one, I am not in a suicide pact with this fucking show.
Yeah.
If season 4 is a train wreck, I doubt that we will be back for season 5. And as far as Bo Willimon, like, he was involved last year, which I thought was a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So he is not the thing that I would say keeping this thing from flying apart. I do think the show arguably peaked in its second season.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know why they just didn't keep this a tight 3, because it felt like that was a natural way the arc was going to go.
Yeah.
Why Netflix wants to keep this content alive when they have so much original content, it's like more coming out all the time, I don't understand, because it seems like the way to go is to make, especially since I think Alan Sepinwall protests a bit too much about this stuff. Like, he's been saying House of Cards sucks since season 1. I vehemently disagree with him.
Yeah, me too.
But to the extent that the critics were already saying that this is a bloated, kind of overwrought, self-important, you know, beautiful but empty-headed type of series. I don't know why stretching it out 5 seasons. Like, it seems like you'd want a crown jewel 3 seasons you're out. Netflix, right. This stuff is evergreen to them. There's going to be new subscribers all the time. You know, oh, I want to check out this Kevin Spacey thing. Bam. I don't understand why you would want to, especially Netflix, would want to stretch something out to the point where it's
right,
irrelevant.
Like, what the fuck does syndication look like for
it doesn't.
Netflix?
It looks like nothing. Maybe it does. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do some kind of thing, because that would feed
maybe.
People back into...
I mean, if that's a concern of theirs, then I maybe understand the motivation a little bit more, but
yeah.
As it stands, Netflix just doing its own content and only having it on its network, sure, why drag it out? Maybe we're just a little out of touch with the show, and there's more yeah. acclaim for it, you know, not critical
yeah.
acclaim, but fan acclaim
sure.
for it than we think.
Which that might be. Like, this show looks like $1 million.
Ooh, yeah, it does.
It's got, you know, it's fairly watchable even when it's bad.
Uh-huh.
And the central characters are intriguing. So it's like, this is not terrible television.
No, certainly.
It just seems like it's really fallen down from what the original concept was. Now, I guess that's the bad news. Like, this might be a fiasco and we're out after this year. Who knows? Having said that... Mm-hmm. I've seen this trailer. I think the trailer is really good.
Man, they got me. They got me.
It's presented in almost like a horror movie. Those strings hit. And it's a horror movie and who's the monster, Frank or Claire?
I think it's Frank.
Well,
I mean,
sure. That's my natural sympathies. I love
yeah.
Claire. Frank is, but also Doug. Maybe Doug's the monster. Because some of the
right,
stuff you see
I
in this trailer is fully insane.
It is, yeah. And you have to kind of go through it and freeze frame it, which I didn't do, but I caught a couple of glimpses of things that
like,
look
apparently
interesting.
Doug is trying to kill the new press secretary.
Okay. All right.
The one that kind of stepped up when he was going through rehab.
Uh-huh.
You know, Doug
I could
also,
see that.
I
mean,
think
he had
whatever moral code he has, I don't think is operating anymore.
Okay.
He has learned to
That's
shed
good.
It.
I kind of just want Stamper to be the Stamper.
The Stamp.
Yeah. Go
stamp
some
everywhere.
Shit out. The other thing I noticed, Neve Campbell's going to be in this. Mm. She looks like she might be Claire's right-hand woman.
Divorce lawyer, maybe?
Maybe.
Because that's the thing. Like, this is clearly they're playing straight what we were teased in the last season, that this is a heavyweight fight between Frank and Claire.
I love it.
And how are they going to fight this out privately, and are they going to try to make appearances work publicly? There's a little bit of that. There seems to be a little bit of maybe Claire trying to seduce Frank toward, I mean...
Well, I really love
all
the idea.
All over the map with the imagery.
Like, this battle has to be fought in secret. Because there's too much at stake reputation-wise for both of these people, right?
But Claire, I don't know. She might be ready to blow it up, man.
She might be. And this might be a battle of Frank trying not to dirty his image while Claire's out there throwing mud
because
on it.
She could probably write a tell-all book,
uh-huh.
Go out, drop the mic, go into public life, and be well enough off for her to go live, you know, shack up with some photographer arty guy. And be done with it. Now,
yeah.
I do think she likes the whole idea of power and moving and shaking. I don't know how she would bridge that gap or whether even that would be shut off to her if she decided, like, why couldn't she be a political strategist for the Democratic Party? Well,
right, or run charities or something like
if
that.
If you do a tell-all book, like,
yeah.
How much all is she telling? Is she just talking, is she telling tawdry tales of gay sex with Francis?
Right.
And Meacham threesomes, or is she talking about murder and cover-ups and corruption? Because if you do that, you might become a pariah in political circles.
I think just the idea of someone writing a tell-all book and trying to go into politics, you know, for herself is a bad idea. Like, I don't think those two things are compatible.
Yeah.
Because people won't trust you.
That's
right?
The thing.
Like, I can't tell you things. I can't let you know things about me because you'll write them.
With what she has, she can certainly provide for herself financially without having to take anything from Francis if she didn't want to. But I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if that's going to be a satisfying life for her.
Right.
But also, is this a power play to bring Francis back to the table?
I don't know. It could literally just be Francis fighting for, you know, the normalcy that everyone perceives in this president, right?
Yeah. Because, well, you know, the reason I said, like, her trying to bring him back to the table is because we've noted that Frank has kind of run roughshod over her and kept very few of his promises to her. You know, and he's had what he would think good reasons for it all, but she's fucking sick and tired of it. So maybe this is not so much, I want a divorce and this is final, as a wake-up call.
Right.
But it could also, I mean, who knows, because Claire is a fascinating character.
They're both fascinating characters. I think if you look at it from Frank's perspective, too, his lines about, you know, you don't know what it's like to have nothing, come from nothing, and, like, you get the impression that he's doing things, you know, certainly for his own motivations, and he doesn't necessarily see himself as the bad guy when he's breaking those promises and making those sacrifices. But it's certainly okay to see him that way.
Think he's gonna have a Scarface moment? You want me to be the bad guy? Okay, maybe. I'll be the bad guy. Look at me, I'm the I don't know. I'm kind, like, again, I don't remember, I can't remember how my reaction to last year's trailer.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
But this trailer looks pretty incredible, and it's probably going to be a very pulpy, soapy, fun thing to watch, even if it's you know, cover your eyes bad. We'll have to see. Yeah.
I saw Remy getting down with somebody.
Remy's getting down with whoever his protege was. I can't remember her name.
Right.
Who I enjoy. I also see the White House press reporter who is... isn't she playing the mom on Fear the Walking Dead now?
Yeah, she is.
Maddie?
Yeah.
You know, I'm interested in seeing what she does because, you know, Francis is kind of... And their press apparatus has burnt her a few times.
Right, and there's still this,
oh, yeah,
this horrible shit in Frank's past to uncover.
Well, and it just got more horrific because Rachel got rubbed out. Like, she was in hiding, now she got straight up murdered.
Frank's killed Zoe. Frank has done some horrible shit, and it's all... known by someone.
Yes.
I mean, Stamper, notably.
Yes.
Kind of has all the keys to the castle here. So if the press secretary can get to him, the press reporter, rather, whatever she is, then there could be some bad stuff coming down on Frank.
Yeah. Yep. This might be the season where the journal... But then again, knowing that there's another season coming up, that is unfortunate because I know for a fact, like, you know, with Kevin Spacey coming back, I know Frank survives the season.
Right.
Maybe
he...
Both politically and with his personage, so...
Right. You also wonder if this isn't the kind of show, and I think we've talked about this before, where we're just... That shit's never going to come to light. That, like, he'll get away with it all. And in the end, he'll remain triumphant despite all the horrible things.
Some will do a Freedom of Information Act request in 35 years after he's dead and find out. Yeah, yeah, it could be that kind of JFK conspiracy show.
Yeah, where power just wins because it's power, and
yeah,
there's nothing you can do. It might be a sort of gloomy ending to this.
And I think I remember talking about that, how that would be kind of interesting, how power wins, and maybe we're better off for it.
Right.
Like, if the trains are running on time and the kids are getting edumacated and there's chickens in all the pots and Frank Underwood is a vampire, a demon lord, who says no to that? What do you think? I wonder what it's going to be like watching House of Cards in a very contentious and heated election cycle.
Yeah. No, that's interesting.
Because we haven't even made it out of the primaries yet, and... it's already shaping up to be a shit show of historical proportions in the United States. Regardless of what side, like, I feel like either side you're on, you're staring down Armageddon.
Yeah.
Coming down quick.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously just going to be happening contemporary with these primaries. So the election will still be far in the future after we're done talking about House of Cards. But I don't know.
But I mean, I wonder
if they'll go there.
Yeah, I wonder if there'll be like a Bernie Sanders, like, extreme leftist trying to out Democrat, you know, like, attack. They already have that kind of that, like, I forget what who he was, but the guy whose wife was dying of cancer.
Right.
He realized, I think he's already, you know, Frank's burnt that bridge, but like someone to the left of even him. And, you know, the other interesting thing would be a charismatic demagogue like a Trump. Like, what would that come?
And
what would that look like in the House of Cards universe? And this is all stuff that they could have seen coming when they were filming and writing this.
And I aren't we still in the middle? Like, Frank is fighting for his election, for re-election?
No, I don't think so.
Did that happen already?
Well, I mean, he took over.
I know, he took over the old president.
In the middle of the election cycle. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm going to have to...
I want to say he was super worried at the end of season three about the campaign.
I hope they make like they did last year. They made a big supercut trailer of like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes that got you prepped up because...
I forget most of it. It's what happens when I binge stuff.
If not, I could go, you know, there's two things I could do. I could horror, listen to our podcast. Or I could watch the episode, or I could just start reading some synopsis. But I'm a little unclear about where we are in the timeline.
Okay.
I want to say it's too early, but to the extent that it's ever too early for president campaigning, I mean, arguably... Now in modern days, you just essentially campaign all the time. Your actual job is a small part of your job.
I think in this season they could take us to a campaign. I mean, that could be one of the core things is him trying to keep Claire under wraps during a campaign.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, they were. She was. Yeah, they were doing campaign stuff because that was a big thing.
I thought
so.
Yeah. I think they're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So they could go that direction with, like, you know, modern events, modern day events kind of meshing into the show.
Yep. It'll be interesting. I sometimes find that I feel like the show does a much better job showing the, you know, fictional backroom machinery than it does playing the public theater. You know, whenever time I see Frank make an ass of himself on TV, I'm like, this doesn't feel like something Frank would do. Or anytime I see him come up with a like what's supposed to be a witty slogan, that's like, it doesn't feel exactly right. So
Frank's new slogan, I owe you a pension.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
The turkey, the chickens and pots is what we're going with.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really have a lot to say other than I'm kind of interested in the same way of like watching a race car.
Okay,
like I
you want to see the crashes?
Well, it's like I wouldn't admit to it publicly.
All right,
but deep down, that's part of the attraction. Like, what is Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright et al. Going to do with this material?
But I want it to be a beautiful crash, a beautiful train.
I would almost guarantee that.
I don't want it to be a horrific thing where body parts go everywhere and I have to stop podcasting in season 5 because the show is no good.
Mm.
I want it to be a downward spiral that is beautiful.
I do hope that, like, I don't know. I mean, we're not. I was going to say, I do hope that they have something kind of like season 4 Breaking Bad where if this was it, then you'd be satisfied, but we're not going to get that. It's going to be a big cliffhanger because they've already extended the season. All right, that's all I got. If you have some feedback for us, houseofcards@baldmove.com. We'll have forum threads posted on the days that they go up. I'll segregate all those episodes into individual threads if you want to start in on them. But yeah, we're going to be a very accelerated, super compressed timeline on this House of Cards. Hopefully keep up with your guys' binge.
Yeah, hope so.
We'll see how the rubber hits the road next week. Or this weekend.
This week, this Friday. Yeah, tune in.
See you then.